I'm telling you, these words are wonderful. Praise the Lord. But to keep them, Father, I want to thank you. I really thank you for where we're standing at today. I want to thank you, Father. There are words I cannot say to explain what we're feeling today. But I'll do my best. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will help me today. If I wanted to be used and help this today, I ask you in Jesus' name to anoint me to preach and to give what you have brought today. When you started in the class today, you started, your Lord, on the thing that we need, the temptation and test. We understand, praise the Lord, and how it was brought us so beautifully. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank you. I thank you, Jesus. We do all thank you for what you went through in the wilderness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming back off the mountain, giving us how to live, understanding what's in us, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you. We don't have words right now, Lord, but I just thank you. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Mark. We're believing what he's believing. We're believing what he's believing. Today, you're going to go up a little higher today. He's going to bring us up. Hallelujah. You can't stay in the seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade all your life. You have to grow. Is that right? So we're asking the Holy Spirit today to let us grow into another notch. Bring us up, God, where we belong, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'm telling you, these trials and tests we go through now, I don't have a name for them, I tell you. You know, the pains and this and that hit you when you get older. And they say when you get older, I'll put it on that then. I don't know where else to put it. Praise the Lord. I've been going through with my throat for 2 weeks. I ain't never stayed in one place as long. Praise the Lord. And kids been giving me lemons and calling me, Mama, take this and take that. And I've been gargling and spitting and just the whole thing. But today I'm feeling good. Can you understand me? That's good. So I just want to thank you. I want you to turn around and tell everybody I'm here to learn. I'm telling you this morning, y'all missed the class. We have a good Bible study. On Sunday morning, you need to be here. We will really all grow together. It's just really, really good. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord. And we want to, I want to acknowledge my brother back there who only gets acknowledged maybe about twice a year. It may be not that much. Yes. Y'all, let's acknowledge our brother back there in that meeting room. We thank him. He don't ever ask for anything, but you know, there are people, see, it's people back in the scenes you don't be knowing. They be getting the job done. You think you the one, It's the people back in the shadows that getting things done. I want to go to the fourth chapter of Matthew. Praise the Lord. And you know, this is where Jesus was tempted. The Bible say the temptation of Jesus. I ain't going through all that now. The temptation of Jesus, okay. After Jesus was tempted the three times, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, he said something here in the fourth chapter, and he said, I got it wrote down, in the fourth verse, he said, when he began to be tempted by the enemy, listen, this is really true. This is the truest statement of one of the truest statements that was ever written. Man shall not live by bread alone, because y'all know how we eat. And sometimes you think you're going to die if you don't eat. Or you're going to get sick or your head going to hurt. Come on, y'all got all kinds of excuses. But by every word that proceeded or comes out or comes from the mouth of God, if we would put that in our hearts, if we would put that one statement in our hearts, we would change so drastically. Because we think we can do it on our own. You can't. You got to live by every word. And he didn't say by some of the word. He didn't say by the word that's found on page 20. He said you got to live by every word. I found that to be so true. Amen. And in the tests we go through, in the trials, I text Al, he said, I understand. I just feel like trials are not forever. Weeping and due for a night, I say. But joy come in the morning. You ain't going to be in your trial forever now. Come on. You coming out of that thing. You coming out of that thing. You coming out. You coming out. God don't put you in trials and tests to keep you there. Amen. And so I was thinking about Abraham. And I didn't know where to go with this, but I couldn't get nothing else to save my life. I got up, Lord, got me up at 2. I just could not get anything else. You know, and everybody I listened to that was on, you know, teaching, good teachers on there. Oh, man. They all teaching about the home, how the devil is doing rampage in the homes. And I thought, I said, Lord, that's good, but I just can't get nothing but this. Because, listen, God is getting ready to take us to another level of faith. He's going to take you to another level of what you think you know. Am I making sense? He's going to take you to another level. Now, you wonder why God tempted Abraham, or tested Abraham, whatever. He took him because it took something for a man to get up. Listen now, out of that bed, take his only child that was promised to him. Now, he had another kid, but he don't send him away. He's not the child of the promise. God plainly says that. Then he said, Isaac was the promise. He took his promise to kill it. But the Lord showed me something. He took his promise to kill him. When he told him, say, get up, Abraham. Go up on a mountain. I'm going to show you the mountain. There was no question in Abraham's mind. Come on, children. Hallelujah. God is bringing us to a place, Al. There won't be no question in our minds when God speaks to us. We're going to know how to step into the next place. He's bringing us there. It ain't because you done so good. It's just the time. And if you're willing to go and obey God, that's all you got to do. Be willing to obey God. Then he's going to step to a place you never been. So he got up, the Bible say, and he got up early in the morning. I ain't waiting till the sun up. I ain't waiting till Sarah get up. I'm going to go early as I can. The Bible say he got up early in the morning. Told the men, say, y'all come on and go with my son. Me and we going. Went to Moriah, what I say, right? Amen, going. He said, now, we got a little journey to go, so y'all come on. Come on, let's go. All the time he's going, he done got to the place in God where he's trying to bring us. A place of faith. Well, we can look back and see what God has said. Remember where he brought us from. And whereas we going into this terrible trial, we ain't got no questions. Help me, Jesus. We will understand that it's God. Oh. This is for you, whoever this is for. No matter what you going through, when you get a news that's not what you think it ought to be, believe God, because he's going to bring you to a good end. You see, when Brother Mark got ill, try to, Lord, I'm trying. When he got ill, he could have thought of many things, but they say he had pancreatitis. So we figured that out. We texting, he got pancreatitis. Got pancreatitis. That's how you pray for pancreatitis. What is your pancreas? Well, your pancreas got to do with your this and so. Yeah, but he was taking care of that. So here comes something else. No, we got, what else did he have? Diverticulitis. We all praying for that. Praise the Lord. But he didn't have none of that. He had something worse than that. Now he got to go up in his heart, which he had had experience to do that. Now, this is serious. This is serious. So now the devil done already, you know, knocked on your door a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? Stay with me now. It knocked on your door a couple of times, and you thinking, well, you know, doctor, it ain't too bad. And Pecker, well, we can get rid of that. Oh, my Lord. Now, that's really kind of tough there. That's, you know, his sister. Was y'all praying for sister? Because he out half the time. He prayed for sister. That she got to stand through this trial. She got to stand through this test. Come on, stay with me here. So brother got to think of God bringing him out. He got to go back there and pick up where he brought him from. Now, this so happened that Brother Mark is a man of faith. Stay with me. He goes back and pick. You got to tell me what he did. I know what he did. He picked up where God took him through. Lord, you took me through 3 or 4 years ago, and I came out. And I'm coming out of this too. I said, I'm coming out of this thing. Then he got her on the other end. Oh, y'all don't know what we got. Lord, have mercy. And she on the other hand said, you're going to bring him through. I don't care what the doctor say. He coming through. He coming through. Well, no, listen. God has given you, the Bible say you have the man of Christ. The Bible say Christ in you. The hope of Christ in you. What you got to do is recognize that Christ is in you. Say Christ is in me. Say Christ is in me. If you say you got Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what are you all we are upset about? Then I read Al, it said, I got this one, he said, don't worry about nothing. Be careful for nothing. Oh, give everything to me. He said, I'm concerned about what you're concerned about. I said, Lord, if we don't worry about nothing, then what is wrong with us? But we always down, scrapping the flow when we ought to be out there. You know, you can't hardly witness because you're so down yourself. Come on up, children of God. God is not. So Abraham, when he got up early in the morning. Find that for me, sweetheart. Maybe it's Genesis around 22. He got up early in the morning. Saddled him something, didn't tell Sarah. You got to not tell everybody. When God tell you to do something, keep your mouth shut. Sometimes the one that's closest to you, maybe you can, I'm not saying that y'all should do things. Hallelujah. But sometimes when you walk in faith, you got to keep your mouth shut. Because the very person you think that's going to give you some kudos is going to be the one that's going to have you doubt. Come on. So he rolled up early in the morning, sell his ass, and two of his servants, and Isaac his son, and fixed the wood because they was going to give an offering. And rose, he went to the place that God called him. He didn't say, what I'm going for. He don't know. He just going. But he said, God told him, he told him to offer Isaac. Now he ain't told Isaac. He ain't told nobody. Keep it to yourself sometime. Sometime you have to. So when he gets up on Mount Moriah, praise the Lord, Isaac say, well, Dad, I see it. We got the wood. And now Isaac question now. I got what? Here, I love this. You don't hear no scrimmage from Isaac. He believed his father. They had such a relationship with God. I'm really jealous of it. Such a wonderful relationship. He said, the Lord will provide. See what he said right there? I want to make sure I say it. What he said when he asked him, told him he was the sacrifice. Listen, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. Then he turns around and ties something up. And lay him. See, y'all think this is not just words. This happened. That's happened. Where is our faith? He ain't asked us to give out. Yeah, he have. In that. But he ain't asked you that much. And we get in a little space. a little spot and it kill us. Okay, what'd he say? And he put him up there, did he? And they both went up together. And they came to the place. Abraham built the altar, laid the wood in order, and bound his son. Wait a minute, hold. This is real. But every day, these people got up and put the word of God in their sons' hearts. They taught their children. Them children didn't get out of the sight of the parent until the parent put this. These kids were just as they knew, you know, just chapters of whatever they read. They had to learn. We need to go back to the old landmarks and put in our children the things that they need to know so they can stand. Put him up on the altar. I ain't heard him say nail word. Not nail word. He closed his eyes because he know my daddy, not my daddy know what he's doing. My daddy's a man of God. My daddy walked with God. Think about this now. He laying up there tied up, getting ready to, he done seen people, and these people knew how to kill animals. You know, he knew his father was, he said, well, it won't hurt bad because my father knows just where to put it. Well, I won't have no pain. He raised that knife to kill his son. He was going to kill his son. For Jesus, for God. How much are we willing to give to God? How much are we willing? He never asked us to take, you know, what he asked you to give. He never asked us anything. And then when he said, because he was getting ready to do it. Abraham. Yeah, Lord. He told him to look behind him. He did prepare himself a lamb. But he found a man like Abraham that was willing to give his son. And God gave his son for you, for me. I'm telling you. I have sat and listened and been able to do things I ain't been able to do. And I told the Lord, I said, Bridget, keep telling him, God's going to give you what you desire, mama. I said, well, I better think about it then. What I desire. Hallelujah. Because I know he's going to give me what I desire. Praise the Lord. He's going to give you what you desire. But you can't be double-minded. I said, you can't be double up and down. Well, this day you want something, this day you want something else. And I know that, you know, I understand that. Praise the Lord. But then I'm reminded of Jesus again. What he's trying to teach. Listen, every trial we go through is a test. I know that's true, Al. He took the apostle when he fed the 5,000. Thank you, because I wouldn't know where I was going with this, but I thank the Holy Ghost. He took the 5,000 and fed them. Listen, when he reached up and prayed, he gave the bread to the disciples. And the disciples watched this miracle. They look and they're giving out bread. Every time they're giving out, then good Lord. And now they're getting happy. And then the people looking. And can you imagine? He give them a little piece of bread and it keep multiplying in their hands. They saw the miracle. All they saw him do is raise his hands up and thank Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. And there they saw it. I said, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Now, I'm teaching them something. So they learn in this chapter that he is a miracle worker. They learn he's a miracle worker. And in that chapter, they see him raise a leg. Now, he's a healer. And they believe in the next chapter. Praise until you get up to the 11th chapter where we going. Hallelujah. He was teaching them every chapter he went through. And every chapter in your life you going through, he's teaching you. What am I going to learn in this trial? I don't know. But God is in it. And I'm sitting back to see the glory of God. Ain't moving. Ain't going to move an inch till I see the glory of God. It's going to be great. I know, because he's a great God. So he takes them on. Now we hear the story. Come on now. He fed the 5,000. Then we hear in chapter 11 where he visited Mary and Martha. The Lord told me like this. He said, I want you to have this type of faith. I want the church to possess this kind of faith. I don't want them to stand in the faith of their fathers and just stand there. It's time to go on. We are another generation. We got to have this kind of faith. So he took them. He waited purposely. Now he said, this is Lazarus. Remember he died. He said, this is not unto death. Because you trust in him, you never die. You go to sleep, you don't die. Come on now. Okay, so when he had been there 4 days, and Sister Grimeblocks explained that really good. They'd been there 4 days. He had been in the grave 4 days. So he died. When they got up there and said, Jesus, the one you love is sick, he dead then. Because he was in the grave 4 days. He was a few miles from there, and he had to go another journey, about another mile from there, praising another day's journey. And when he got there, his 4 days done passed. And that's what Martha told him. Now, he loves that we believe him to an degree. But Jesus wants us to believe him to the highest degree. That's what grieved him. Glory! God said it grieves me when I try to show my people what I want to do and they don't want to press in and get this. I know my brother going to live again. He glad you believe that. You know, in the resurrection. Yeah, my brother going to live again now. We believe that. We know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Bible say he groaned. And I know why he did it now. He said, because I was preparing them when I was with them to believe me for the next step in their faith. So when she walks up and moved the stone. Wait a minute. He's been dead 4 days. He's stinking. Oh, Lord, don't move that sarcophagus back. Didn't I say, if you believe? That's what he said. Now, see, we've been reading this for years. You will see the glory of God. The glory of God is when you step over to that next step of faith. I say the glory of God is when you realize that when you come into the house of God, you ought to be praising him, because praise, he lives in the praise of his people. That's what you need to believe. Don't just drag the church. I'm going to church. This is going to be my day. Come on. Come on. Didn't I believe? Didn't I tell you that? Father, I know you always hear me, but for their sakes, I say some things. For your sake. Lazarus, come forth. But you know what? When he told her with pain, he said, I am the resurrection. I'm telling you what he told me. He told me, say, I am the resurrection. I'm the first. I'm the last. I'm all the faith that you need. But I want you to walk over to a greater place of faith. I said, Lord, you know about the church. He said, Celeste, I didn't have what they had in those days. Come on now. I didn't have that. The technology, the lights, and all this stuff they got. He said, but you keep walking. Encourage to keep walking. My word. That's going to bring people in. He said, when I begin to move, they're going to come. They're going to come. Boys, girls, old folks, young folks, everybody going to come. Because they will come to see me. So get me in your life. Get me and nobody but me. And when you talk me, hallelujah, me going to show up. Healing, deliverance. That's what he said. Healing and deliverance going to show up. He said, just believe me and step out. Step out as I tell you, step out. I haven't forgotten the times you have been faithful. I have forgotten the times you fast. I have forgotten the times you prayed. Step out in my name. Teach my people to step out. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait for me. I'm just like you. I'm flesh like you are. You know what I'm saying? I may have something maybe that God gave me, and sure I do. Praise the Lord. But sometimes I can't come to you. Or the hell may can't get there. But you got in you what is needed. Praise the Lord. Somebody gets sick across the street, you go over there and lay your hands on them. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. Don't be waiting for folk. And so he taught them there. If you will listen, I am the resurrection. I'm not only a healer and all this other stuff, y'all. I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'm just not only somebody that can heal your body. I'm not only somebody can give you what you need. I'm everything you need. Why did you say, think I said that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain to be removed and cast into the sea? Why you think I said that? Because I'm everything the church need. The church got to realize I'm everything they need. Everything. If they would take, tell me what I can't do, hallelujah, think in their mind. The devil said, well, you know, he can't do that. You better do this. But God can do anything you can believe him for. I said anything. Amen. Amen. So he tried to teach him that. Okay, when they was in the boat. Now he gave me these, I'm telling you. He was in the boat. They was in the boat. I saw Jesus in the boat. He was asleep. Let's go to the other side. I preached this once before. I know what I'm talking about now. If he say, let's go to the other side, that's all you needed to hear. I don't care what comes. I don't care if a storm comes, call you Rockalees. They had a storm, they called you Rockalees. It was a bad storm. But if he say, let's go to the other side, that's what should have been stuck in their mind. Let's go to the other side. And Peter would say, man, come on, let's ball. Come on, let's get this water out of here. Because we got to go to the other side. He said, let's go to the other side. He back there. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's go. Because he said, let's go to the other side. Hallelujah. But they forgot about the 12 baskets they took up. They forgot about the 7 baskets they took up. Their mind was on what was there in front of them. Get your mind off of what's in front of you. Hear the words that Jesus has told you. All things are possible. I don't care where we standing. I say, I don't care where we standing at. I told God, I say, you said to let it long, it's yours, and there it is. I'm going to have a ball, girl. Ooh, Jesus. I'm going to have a ball. I'm having a ball, as a matter of fact. I am. And the Lord told me, said, I'm worrying. Because worry, see, is not in my economy. He said, rest is in my economy. You got to rest in my word. You can't be flipping and flopping. One day you said, stand with me for this. And the next day you don't really know whether you want to stand or not. He said, you got to make up your mind what you want and go after it. And bring it before me. And he kind of smiled and said, Lord, thank you. You got to do that. And that's all of us, children of God. Don't go flip-flop. Get your what you want in your faith and stand on it. Somebody got to believe in what you believe in. If you believe in it, with everybody else, you believe it, stand on it. Because you're God's child. You're the one that he raised up. He will do for you. He want to show us now who he is. They would just believe. He told me they had little faith. When he went and stopped, he said, oh, you have little faith. Because you should have been hearing what I said. You should have known when I said I'm going to the other side. You shouldn't be up here, oh, the wind coming up. You know, he wasn't pleased with what they were doing. I say, was he pleased? We coming up. Say, I'm coming up. I'm coming up. I'm coming up. Coming out of this unbelief. Hallelujah. Coming up. These are the people that God's going to use. They ain't going to be sitting there wondering if he done said something. It's what he said is going to be what it is. Now God said it. God said it. Don't let your mind go wandering off, Sister Dewana. Whatever God said, if God said it, I don't care if Bishop so-and-so, if God said it, I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what nothing say. It's what he say. That's what he told me. He said, I'm bringing my people to a new step of faith. And he began to show me the different scenarios. He showed me what I preached. He showed me that. And I said, Lord, he said, had they just stepped a little further, if they just had stepped a little further, but they did. Because he said, listen, I know you're having trouble. Watch it. But you didn't believe on me. As the scriptures say, out of your belly gonna flow rivers of living water. Come on, pine this in here. It's gonna flow from you. The Holy Ghost I'm gonna give you, he gonna be power in you. This Holy Ghost that God gave us, it's gonna be power in us. Power to get done the things that need to be done on this earth. But you're not gonna go to this people with no little thing. You just ain't going there. You just ain't going there. And I see these young kids. Oh, they love God. I'm not saying they don't love the Lord. But my heart be just rend. I said, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He said, well, you come on up here. My word will straighten out things. He said, don't worry about what you ain't got. I'm going to give you what you need. And mainly, you've been asked. I said, I've been asking to preach the gospel. I just want to preach the gospel. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believe it. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. I said, Lord, I want to preach the gospel. He said, well, preach it. I said, I'll try my best to preach much gospel if you put in my heart. I'll try, Lord. Praise the Lord, because that's what's going to get people saved. That's what's going to get people healed. That's what's going to get people turned around. It's not by power of my children, but it's by his spirit. Praise the Lord. We got to go another step. Stand up. We got to go another step. Hallelujah. He want us to increase our faith. He want to increase our faith. I was trying to write down what I thought. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. So today are you believing God for? What are you believing him for? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He took them step by step. He didn't try to push it all in them. Remember? He didn't. He did. He revealed himself to them. And what's in the Bible, he gave us a head start. We got a head start, sister. We got to go down and experience. We can read this word. Take Matthew and dissect it and next, whatever how you want to do it. But Jesus Christ gave us a head start. He gave us a head start. I said he gave us a head start. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. All we got to do now, we have to believe what is written. They knew it because it came to pass. When they went to Jerusalem, they come out of there. Peter was lying, cursing man. Now he comes out with power. Well, he comes out carrying the keys. He went in a man, but he came out a man of God. Praise the Lord. Now, yes, sir. He came out a man of God. So we're going to pray that the Lord, hallelujah, would fill every believer with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. I don't care what you think you got. It's time to get to the altar and really get something from God. I said it's time to get, if we have to have a separate, whatever we got to have, children of God, if you're not too prideful, we need to get to the altar. Praise God, if you ain't too prideful, if you don't think you got everything and you don't need nothing else, I'm sorry. We need more. I want everybody to come to the altar. Everybody come on to the altar. And let's ask God to do something for us. Everybody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need something from God. Hallelujah. We need this next step of faith. Praise the Lord. We can't do nothing, you know, unless God give it to us. We can't. We can't be good enough. We can't be fast enough, pray enough. No, it's got to be God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, Father, in Jesus' name. You reach out to God. You know what you need from God. Praise the Lord. To take us deeper. Take us deeper in faith, Lord. Take us deeper. Take us deeper in faith. In Jesus' holy name, take us down deeper, Lord. We need to go deeper. We need to go deeper. We need to be where we don't worry about things. We need to be where man don't move us around. Hallelujah. When we get things, you know we ain't moved around. Praise the Lord. We want to be stable. Hallelujah. We don't want to be moving around. Oh, my God. We don't want to believe you for everything, God. All things are possible with you. Praise the Lord. Don't forget to stay in the word. Because man shall not live by bread alone. Praise the Lord. But by every word. Say every word. Every word that proceed out of his mouth. You can step on it. If he said it, he'll do it. If he said it, he'll do it. Yes, he will. Praise the Lord. He teaching you, your pastor, and teaching you. Whatever he say, he'll do it. Whatever he say, he'll do it. Then he'll give you something in your heart that you'll be able to call that which you don't see into play. You got to get there. People try to do things they ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying? They try to use, you want to use the word. Yeah, we know it's there. Calling those things is not as though they were. Now that's faith. That's that other type of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk. I will be healed. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, yesterday my throat was so sore and I couldn't say, the girl, I've been spitting up junk. That's, ooh, this is wicked. Just stuff. For over too long. They said, well, it take 2 weeks. Go ahead and say, take this. I did that. And my stuff, my whole body took a change. Everything in me took a change. It changed. You know, when I went through it, it just changed everything. What I eat run right through me. I was just, about 2 or 3 weeks, I was just terrible. I said, Lord, something wrong with my body. But then he began to teach me this. I said, you know what, Lord? Praise the Lord. I take authority over this thing. I take a thought that my throat ain't going to be so tomorrow. I'm going to be able to preach. I said, no, I ain't going to have it. I'm not going to have it. I'm not telling you I'm just way up here in that. No, I'm not telling you. I'm like you. I'm just like you. We're in the same spot here now. We're in the same spot now. But I'm going to use what he told me. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, my throat is going to be all right. I'm going to be able to talk. Devil said, you ain't going to be able to. You get up here. I said, oh, no, I'm going to be able to talk. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be able to say something. They're going to understand what I'm saying. I'm going to preach the gospel tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I said, I'm going to preach. And I kept, so 2 o'clock this morning, I'm still up there. I said, devil, you a lie. I said, I'm going to walk in what God has given me. I don't need to be telling you and I can't walk in it. Praise the husband, man, got to be first partakers of the I started saying, let me do this first to see if it works. And then I tell him, I said, no, it's too late. I got to tell him now. We got to walk in a high place of faith. And not a faith, hallelujah, hallelujah, a place of rest. If you ain't got that rest, you ain't in the right place. Because when you in Christ, he's rest. He came to bring us peace and rest. But yeah, you mean in my trial? Yes, ma'am. You supposed to go through your trials and rest. You ain't supposed to be hobbling and doubling in your trials even. Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth? Because we're supposed to be a child of God. We are a child of God. Say, I am a child of God. Christ lives in me. The hope of glory. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I don't try to do it yourself. Don't try to do it yourself now. But you tell them, I'm dependent on you, God. I am a mess. I told God, I said, here's a mess here. I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling, I told him how I felt. He said, yeah, you're feeling all this, but you got to be confident in what you're asking me. You can't be asking me this, getting able to stand before you. Y'all just wasting your time. You got to know. I said, goodness Lord. I said, well, my man, and I don't know. He said, well, you find out. And when you know what you want, come to me. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he said, I'll do it for you. I mean, just as sweet, I said, okay. Amen. I told Didi this morning, if you faithful, listen, you be faithful. He see you struggling in the church. for whatever you come for. I told Didi, it's like they're coming to another city. When I stayed down there with her, good Lord. I said, this is like you coming from another city. You could like you coming from down south somewhere. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you all, God going to bless y'all. It ain't because now you done this now. Come on now. You know, because he came from heaven. That's a long way. Much longer than the city is. But God going to bless you. He going to bless you. Because he blesses. He does. Amen. He lives in the praise of you. He lives in the praise. So now come on, let's give him some praise now. Give him some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. We going further. We ain't going to stop here. We going to step further. No, we going to step further. I told God, I say, this brother that, I said, hey, fellow, look at them people. So this brother said, he said, I got an imagination. I said, I want an imagination. You got to have an imagination. You really got to, and I see people that get it done. You want me to tell you that too, huh? I ain't going to tell you. But I see people that get things done, you know. They do have an imagination. You got to have an imagination. You got to see yourself. You don't believe that? And what he told me. And this brother got up and he said, I have an imagination. He said, I preached to y'all before y'all even get here. He said, I preached this thing full before y'all even get here. I said, I'm going to try that too. I said, Lord, I fast and prayed all my life. He said, well, do that. I said, well, do that and see if that works. You got to see yourself. See that lady calling you. See yourself walking in and, no, I want this. You need this green over here and put something over there. Amen. Do you do that? Come on. Use your imagination. I'm walking. I know I'm walking. Go to bed and wake up with me. Praise the Lord. You got to know that you're walking. Amen. And then you will walk. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go. Long years ago when I, you know, just got saved up and, you know, I just believe what they said. So that morning when I went to, we went in our prayer time, I said, this is my day. For, I said, Lord, this is my time. This is my day. This is my time. Thank you, Jesus, my time. So I got, this is the truth. I got in the church. This young brother from Milkavella came to preach. He said, Sister Davis, this is your day. I thought to myself, a day for what? I don't even know what I want with that. God hears you. Say, God hears me. Do you know God hear you? Do you know when you pray, God hear you? So ask something sensible. Ask what you want. Ask what you need. And he'll give it to you. Yes, he will, sister. I say, yes, he will. I say, yes, he will. Say, yes, he will. There's nothing that he cannot do, Tawana. You believe that? I don't care what nobody say. It ain't nothing God can't do. He can do anything. Look out there. The sun came up. Grass and things. How'd they get there? Wow. And you get in a car that man made with his knowledge. It ain't nothing God can't do. God is bringing us into that. Ain't you glad? I want to go. I don't know about nobody else. I want to go. He never told me I was too old. I want this. I want this. I don't want to believe that all things are possible. I don't want to preach it. I want to believe it. I want to believe it. Hallelujah. That all things are possible. Because you got to believe this. I'm tired of reading about stuff. What about you? I want to see something. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. I've delivered my soul. I pray you would bless these, my brethren, my sisters, my children, my grandkids. I really thank you. I looked across the audience and I said, Lord, I thank you for saving my children and my grandkids. I really appreciate it. I know it was you. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you. But the Lord go back with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord strengthen your heart. The Lord make you a song. You know, the Lord sings over thee. The Lord said he sings over you. Let you may realize the love of the Christ, the love of the Lord. that it may enter your heart right now how much he really truly loves you. Oh, hallelujah. So much so that you want to return his love. May his face shine upon you and give you his peace, which passes understanding. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Do pray for one another. Pray for me. I appreciate your prayers. How old is Easter one? He's about. You know, to me, Tawana, God setting this thing up here. I think he's setting up stuff to really show off to the Devontaes and the whoever else. I really do. I think he's setting it up. I really do. I do. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say, Lord, you setting this thing up. I just really believe that. I do. He go, you know, because people hear about God. They're tired of just hearing about God. And if you hear he did something, it's way overseas somewhere. Like we so crazy, we can't get nothing. The devil is a lie. I said, the devil is a lie. It's time for God to do what he said. And he have to tell this simple little black woman, I'm going to decorate your floors with signs, wonders, and miracles. And she was stupid enough to wait to see. You understand what I'm saying? And I said, Lord, I still believe you. I don't care what the devil do, I still believe you. You say you're going to decorate my floor, I want you to do that. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Because without these things, people ain't going to believe. They just ain't. They might do something, but they're not going to believe in a living God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's shake each other's hand out. Let's bid you adieu.